You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
You are officially on the couch with me, your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. Welcome, take your shoes off, enjoy, and get ready for a great show as usual. And of course, always I invite you to call in. I always invite you to email me as well with your questions regarding guests, topics, relationship issues, problems, things you just want to share. I want to hear it. Come on down. You can call here in the Los Angeles studios if you'd like today. Let me just warm you up at 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And I encourage you to respond if you'd like to my special on-air guest today. Of course, you can email me as well, docmichelle@aol.com. That's the email address hooked up here to the country's most listened to internet talk station. LATalkRadio.com, DocMichelle, DocMichelle@AOL.com. That's where you can find me. And, of course, I am the relationship specialist. We talk about a lot of people who have issues, who have gotten themselves into trouble with the law. Also who, yeah, also people who have questions about, you know, the kind of man and woman they want to attract in their lives. As a matter of fact, that's what my guest is talking about today, you know. Do you agree that some men are dogs? You hear the shows on TV say, that man's a dog. He was a dog. And I hear a lot of female clients who come in to see me and they say, he hurt me so bad. He was such a dog. Well, I see you out there, ladies. I see you. You're shaking your head. You're going, mm-hmm. I've been with some dogs. I think we all have. You had to get through them, though, right? That's learning. Those are called life's learning experiences. But I'm not talking about the bad dog. Well, not necessarily, because according to my guest author today, she calls herself XX. Yeah, you betcha. Some men are dogs. And an understanding of dog and wolf packs is going to help you to grasp the essence of the human alpha male. Yeah, her latest book is entitled Alpha Male. And my guest, of course, is double X. She's going to tell us why. So if you're interested in an alpha male, ladies, you will need some special knowledge. And this book is going to tell you how to find the top of the pack alpha male. Cause him to fall in love with you. And if you want, become a wonderful husband. Now, her co-author of the book is her late ex-husband, identified as XY. XY. Well, she doesn't want to be identified, obviously, because, you know, she's keeping it on the down low. So, anyway, what I want to talk to you about is how to attract one of these alpha males, if you really want one. She's going to also tell you some of the problems, some of the downsides of attracting an alpha male. What are some of the issues with attracting guys like this? What are some of the problems? Well, there are some personality disorders kind of lurking in these guys who are charismatic and charming and strong and the leader of the pack and all that stuff. You got to watch out for those guys. You absolutely do. But then on the other side, there's some wonderful possibilities. And this is for all types of women, too. All types of women. And I encourage you to call in at 323-203-0815 if you would like to call in. I'd love to hear from you. 323-203-0815. And also, what you could do is respond and jot down to me. Let me know at docmichelle@aol.com. Let me know the kind of experiences you've had with alpha males, good or bad, and email me that. So let's check it out right now. I have on my line here on LA Talk Radio, hello, XX, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here.
I love your pen name, girl.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you're interested in alpha males. In fact, I know for a fact that you're married to one.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting point. And curiously enough, in just chatting with you briefly, as we did yesterday,
yeah,
I was surprised to learn that I completely missed a really important point about alpha males.
Yes.
And you just mentioned it in passing, and I've been thinking about it ever since.
What was that?
Which proves that you never can say that you have the whole handle on anything.
There you go.
You mentioned, you were telling me about your husband and how you had met and what an incredibly cool guy he is.
Yeah.
And you just tossed off the key word, which I never thought of until I heard it from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it's going to sound like a letdown now to all the people listening, but the word is responsible. And I think that is a summing up of all the little pieces that I have in the book describing these guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that.
They take the whole picture and make it work, and they are in charge from their fiber outwards. There's no little glitches in them. They're not pretending anything. They're just doing it. And I thought that was a great observation.
Well, cool. Thank you for that, XX. I appreciate that. You mystery woman. Can you tell some people, first of all, a little bit about your background, not to reveal too much about yourself?
Sure.
Because you're pretty famous, actually.
Well, I'm a very average person. I look average. I'm middle height. I'm middle sort of middle weight. I'm not skinny, but I'm not anything particular in any direction. I have some college, but I didn't even graduate. I've got nothing going for me at all, except that I had a pattern in the way I dated men, and I was lucky in my meeting of men, because luckily I didn't marry any of the guys that I dated until I met my husband.
Uh-huh.
And he was the coolest guy I've ever met.
He
was absolutely wonderful in every way, courageous, brave, intelligent, strategic, everything.
That's
and
so cool.
Very kind.
Mm-hmm.
And a leader of men. And literally, he'd been in the army for quite a few years. And I was chosen by him over all these other women. He was all his buddies, his friends from different walks of life, all admired him and respected him. And women chased him all over the place. He's very good looking, in a rough sort of way.
Yeah.
Big 6'2" and just wonderful in every way. And why would he choose me? That's the point I'm making. And the point of it is, I didn't realize that in all the years that I didn't marry, which was into my 40s, I was dating a lot of different guys, and I always related to them in somewhat the same way, and that is the pattern that I've set out in this book for what you do and say, and it almost always leads to a proposal. I did not invent this for any reason. I wasn't doing it consciously.
Yes.
But after I met my husband, and he said, well, have you ever been proposed to before? And I said, yes. And he said, how many times? And I said, an average of once a year. He said, for how long? And I told him 22 years.
I can't believe you, XX. That's amazing.
I mean,
you know how many women?
Stupid, but it's the truth. And so I thought, gosh, this is interesting. And we started debating about alpha males at that point. And he said, well, they probably weren't alpha males. And I said, well, I never thought about that. So we started debating, and we didn't agree on very much.
Mm-hmm.
But he taught me things that I thought sort of smugly that I knew everything about men because I dated for so long.
Yeah,
And he said, you know, you really don't know much at all. And he started telling me stuff that he knew from having been a leader of guys into combat for 30 years in the Army. And it was quite an earful.
I bet.
So what I started doing was writing down everything he was saying to me.
Yeah.
And this book, Alpha Male, which is by XX, which is me, and XY, which is him, is the culmination of both of our thinking on alpha males, who they are. Literally, the title says it, who they are, how they think, what they want. And then for women, how to attract, meet, marry, and train one.
There you go.
Which is what we're I'm hoping to do.
Well,
so if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody is my point.
Well, you're very humble. Like, again, you know, I know you have a background, a big background in journalism, and you're a writer and you're an author. And again, we're keeping your identity on the down low here. So let's take a couple.
That's because of my husband. Alpha males do not toot their own horn.
That's right. They're very
And he didn't want his name on a book about being an alpha male because it's so antithetical to alpha males to, they don't need to prove anything to anybody. They're not, that's not what they're about. Bullies do that, but alpha males, they simply don't do that. So his name isn't on it, and if my name was on it, then everybody'd know who he was.
There you go. There you go. And so we're also going to talk about those kind of alpha males that have some of those negative qualities, because I started out the show talking about, you know, to the women out there, you've dated those dogs, haven't you? You know, but I'm talking about the good qualities in that kind of positive sort of alpha male. We'll get into the negative qualities, too, that you can run into with more of the narcissistic personality types. Let's take a couple of steps back, XX, and talk about the definition. What generally, how would you describe the qualities of an alpha male?
It's a good question. An alpha male is, in my view, is based on a very, very admirable model, which is the wolf pack. It's a highly evolved social structure that has a strong and excellent alpha male leadership. And without because the packs that don't have that don't exist, they get wiped out very quickly.
Yes.
So if you look at a wolf pack that's successful, you're looking at a real, true alpha wolf. And that's exactly, almost identically, how alpha male guys are. They lead, provide, and protect. Those are their three things. You cannot separate these things from them. I was listening to one of your other shows that was on the air, a very interesting woman called Gina Hendricks.
Right.
And she was talking about, she was giving advice to women, which was right on the mark, about not trying to boss the show and run things, because you're stomping in the face of a much better at it person than you'll ever be, because that's what they're good at.
Right.
They can lead and provide and protect, and that's what they want to do. Alpha males are like wolves. They're hierarchical. You've ever noticed that if a woman is working and she has a real jerk for a boss, she thinks, this stupid person shouldn't be telling me what to do. And an alpha guy will say, well, that's his role, and the person that's in that slot doesn't matter to them as much as the role does. They're hierarchical. They respect hierarchy much more than women do. They're territorial in the same way that wolves are. If you have a wolf pack that doesn't have territory, they don't eat. And there's some of that built into alpha male guys. They want their turf under them. It goes without saying they're brave. They're intelligent, strategic thinkers and problem solvers. With total focus. They don't sit around thinking, gee, I'm an intelligent, strategic thinker. But they're always looking at the world in a way to look for opportunities, because to an alpha male, the whole world is a huge opportunity. And all they have to do is pay attention. And then, based on their observations and their past actions, they will see an opportunity and they'll jump on it really quickly.
How would you, or who would you define, rather, in this day and age?
That's a dangerous
one. And in the past, probably, and the present. But who would you define the persona in the media as alpha males?
I'll tell you. Let me just give an idea on this. Hang on a minute. Let me just think a minute. The people that are, let me think. It's safer to talk about ones in the past, because if I leave anybody out, I might be getting awful letters from people. I can give you a couple of examples. Take one. Most people think, a movie star, that's going to be a lightweight. Well, wrong. Jimmy Stewart, I hope your listeners still remember him. He was one of the great actors in the 40s. He was a personally courageous fighter pilot in World War II. He didn't have to go at all, and he did. And there were others who did as well. Anybody, look for a guy that other men follow. That's how you do it. If you look in football, you can find quite a few of them. The famous Joe Namath, Joe Montana, Wilt Chamberlain of the Harlem Globe, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, all those players that other men followed because mm-hmm. they were good. There's also, there happens to be in my own town, a jazz musician, drummer, called Abe Speller, who is he went all over Europe with one of their top singers.
Yes. Yeah.
And when he was ready, he brought his pack over to join him, and then when he was ready, he left and rejoined his family full time, and
wow.
he formed a group in the U.S. It's his own choice on his own terms. So I think any guy who thinks for himself, who observes the world as a potential place for him to act positively, who looks to build a structure, it's a pack building person.
Yes, yes. So, yes. Okay, so that's what it sounds like. And they're protectors, you know, and they provide, they lead, you know, and so those are really good qualities. And I do know that there's some other qualities that, you know, we describe, we talked about a little earlier, you and I, but also I read about in your book that, you know, some of the negative things come out, because when people tend to think of the alpha male dog, you know, sometimes they think about the negativity, things like the narcissists and the bullies and the
but those are not alpha males at all. Those are the also rans. Those actually have a whole chapter practically to themselves. They're anything but. That's what I think the press has spoken about alpha males, yeah. and so many people have given their view of what an alpha male is. That the term is doesn't always mean the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Alpha males are entirely positive. The runners up are a lot of them are, I would say, a great deal negative. And I would like to add, I have dated every one of these runners up. I can tell you, they're not all bad, and
yeah.
there's good, and there are good things among them. I'll give you a few. Who are not? These are not alpha males.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha males are a completely different thing from these guys. But the trailblazers are one of the examples. They achieve a lot.
Right.
Like Albert Einstein, for instance. He was a great scientist, but he had a terrible home life. He divorced
right.
his wife, the mother of his sons, marriage to a second wife. He fathered an illegitimate daughter.
Right.
I mean, did not have that alpha male centered feeling that he had got the best woman in the world, which
right.
is what alpha males do.
And they didn't
look
bring
for the
that
best
up.
Woman. Hmm?
Yeah, they don't bring that up in the history books, really, either. When
oh, no,
you know,
no,
we're
no.
studying
in fact, if you want to really get a cleaned up version, get an
right.
old world book
exactly.
set and read through. It's really been sanitized.
Exactly.
But trailblazers do astounding things, but they are sort of single, they do what they want, but they don't have any concern for the good of the pack.
I see.
And it can
okay.
often be at great expense to the family or their family or their wife.
Right.
So another kind that's really hard to spot unless you start to really look at them is charismatic phonies, I call
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah.
These are guys that they seem at first to be alpha males. They're strongly directed, they're decisive, they're mm-hmm. fun to be with, they're chivalrous, they're good at making a woman feel cherished,
mm-hmm.
but they're not the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the difference. In adversity, a real true alpha male goes into action. He assesses the situation with a cool head, he determines what he's going to do, and he turns it into action.
Right.
He thrives on challenge and difficulty.
Right.
And changing conditions are his natural habitat. He likes change because he's
right.
unequaled in finding the opportunity to every changing condition
yeah,
and
yeah.
making use of it to protect and provide for his pack.
Right.
So but a charismatic phony is he looks and sounds like an alpha male until there's some problem.
Right.
And then the first sign of difficulty, he falls apart. He wants you to take over, bail him out,
right.
handle it for him. I had to buy a car for one of these guys because he just couldn't handle it. It was just too much. And he couldn't call the... It's because, well, basically, inside a charismatic phony is just he ducks responsibility for everything except what he likes doing, and he leaves everybody else to pick up his pieces.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's perfected just one thing. He's attractive.
Yes.
And he works on that.
Yeah.
So be careful
oh,
if you
yeah.
find one of these guys.
It's that
you don't,
charisma.
Test him out on a difficult situation and see what he does.
And
because an alpha male will say, here's what we're going to do, and he'll handle.
Yeah, that's right. And in psychology, that usually falls under the narcissistic kind of personality disorder type. You know, if you look at that. The charismatic phony is what they're called. So we have to look at those types as well. By the way, you're listening to LA Talk Radio. If you just tuned in here, and this is Dr. Michelle, and of course you are on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle. Hope you're having a good time here, because I have my special guest on the air, the author of the book Alpha Male. And, of course, it is the author XX. She's not really revealing her identity because she is pretty well known in the journalism community in New York. And she wrote this with her ex-husband, late husband, of course. He is identified as XY. So we're keeping her identity on the low, and that's how she chooses it with her book, Alpha Male, Who They Are, How They Think, What They Want, How to Attract, Meet, Marry, and Train One. And seems like we're having a little difficulty with our connection. We're going to pull her back up here again and see if she's back on the line. Hello, XX. There you are.
I must have gotten cut off. I don't know what happened.
You know what? It just, or sometimes the signal here, just bye. It's gone.
Well, here it is.
Okay, so we were talking about the charismatic phony, and we're moving on to some of the other attributes.
How about a bully?
Of the alpha male. Some of those characteristics that are not as great and can seem like alpha males, but not
They seem like alpha males, but they decidedly are not.
Right.
They are not the real thing. These are the ones you want to watch out for and avoid.
Yep.
Bullies look and act also as much as they can like alpha males. They love to be decisive and throw their weight around. However, the big difference there with a bully and between a bully and an alpha male is the bully is always worrying about how he appears, his image to other people. Whereas an alpha male never even thinks about that. He's never even considered how he appears to anybody. He's busy getting the job done, and the bully is always is grandstanding. If you go to a meeting in a corporation, the bully will always be the one who's sounding off and standing up and strutting around.
Right.
The alpha will be listening carefully, figuring out what's really going on, and making an assessment that he may or may not say if he feels it's not the time to do it.
Right.
But an alpha doesn't feel that pressure to show off and try to convince people that he's an okay guy,
where
a bully is doing that all the time.
Right, right. Now, I've dated a lot of, in the past, what are called blowhards.
Ah, yes.
I would
one of my favorites.
Blowhards!
These are the guys that are always just about to succeed, but they never, in fact, actually achieve anything.
That's right.
And they like to paint themselves as movers and shakers, and they talk in grandiose terms of the successes that they're planning to make happen, and then nothing happens.
Right.
They love the trappings of power, but essentially they're powerless people. They study alpha males. They're usually very smart. They study alpha males, and they try to duplicate their style, but they're really losers in the realest sense of the word because they never win.
Right.
I have a friend who's an interesting, very interesting person in her own right. She was married to one of these people. She had never heard the term before. He was always about to be a film producer. He went to Cannes, he went here, he went there. He didn't work because she had to work so he could be a blowhard.
Well, there you go.
And finally, one day she woke up to it and got out of the marriage. But that was him. He was always about to be a famous producer, and that's what blowhards do.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Now, I just love your description here. You have in these categories as well. I'm going to let you go ahead. This one, girl, because I don't even want to go there with that. The impotent miniature
poodle. Miniature poodle. Those are those little yappy guys.
Right? Yeah.
they're aggressive.
Yeah.
Because they're powerless.
You can see those
teeth.
They're
annoying.
That's right.
They're spiteful. They have mean, petty rages against anybody. Like a bully, they'll pick on the unprotected.
Yes.
And there was one of these that actually lives across the street from where my parents used to live. On purpose, he would hang out a loud, clanging bell on his front porch to annoy the neighbors.
Nice.
But only if the neighbors were elderly.
Yes.
When a guy came along and said, stop it, then he knew to stop.
Yes. Yeah,
but until then,
funny.
He didn't. They always try to appear cool. They're horrible little people. They can be big and tall, but they're still little people inside.
Yeah,
avoid these guys.
Yeah. They're almost like the bully thing. Now, you know, you also talk about beta males in your book.
Nothing wrong with beta males. Beta males are good guys, but they do not want to lead. They're the sidekick guy.
Okay.
They're like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Okay.
The one who goes along and says, that's a good idea.
That's right. That's Robin in Batman, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. That's
and they're
exactly
cute.
It. And they're good guys, and they make very good husbands often for people who, as long as you know what you're getting into. This book is really about trying to understand what you're getting into before you get into it. Because when you're in your 20s, or most of us at least in our 20s, you know, if a guy's attractive, we think, wow, this will work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some other things that you should really be looking at to see if this is a good move for you.
Well, exactly. And you have to choose to want, you know, an alpha male because, you know, they're not for everybody. And by the way, if you just tuned in, everybody, you're on LA Talk Radio. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. It's me. And, of course, my special guest is the author of the book Alpha Male. And she is identified in her pen name as XX. And we're keeping this on the down low because she's a very famous journalist. And, also, her husband, I think you are. I'm blown away at your achievements. Her late husband is identified as XY because he helped contribute and helped write this book as well, contribute some of his ideas. So let's move on. And you know, like we were just saying, you have to really kind of want this kind of guy. Do you have to be an alpha female to want an alpha male?
You know, you don't, but I can tell you two stories about that. One is... about how an alpha female dog, which I study dogs as well as wolves, handled it. I had these two dogs in my house. They were both pit bulls and both very nice natured, gentle dogs.
Yeah.
One was a male, alpha male, and one was an alpha female.
Mm-hmm.
And the alpha female had a bone. She was lying on the rug chewing the bone. The alpha male came over and he said clearly, I'm bigger, I'm stronger, and I'd like that bone, and I'm taking it. So she got up politely and let him take the bone. She ran to the front door, as though there was an intruder, made a huge kerfuffle. The dog, the alpha male, ran to the front door, dropping the bone, and
That's
went,
right.
And she tiptoed back, got the bone, went upstairs, and continued.
Okay.
That's an alpha female.
That's a smart woman right there.
That was a dog's way of handling it. I have there's a story told in here, which I'm not sure if I can find it, but it was a story about an alpha couple that are both decidedly alphas, and I don't know where it is in the book. I could find it for you.
That's okay. I was just wondering. We were talking about you know, the qualities of the alpha male. They're leaders and they're providers and they're protectors. And there's a lot of women who call me on the show, and there are a lot of women who come into my practice who say, I'd really love to find a great guy who is just a man kind of a guy, but allowed me to have my own head and respected me and all that. So where and how can some of these women meet these more positive type alpha males?
Well, the first thing to it is to be sure you're identifying them correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, once you think you've found one, if you follow the map that's in this book, it's steps that you take.
Yes.
You do this, you do that. Mm-hmm. I can't say it'll work every single time, but it'll just generally it will work.
Yeah.
If you meet a guy and you like him, and you're having fun and you go out a few times and you're enjoying that, that's a possibility. If it's going towards 3 months and you hit a 3-month mark and it doesn't get good enough, that's what I call a 3-month rule. I just say, cut your losses and move on. And this is a mistake that most of us have made a lot of times in our life. You hang on saying, because women's brains are constructed differently from men's brains. We are always looking for a way to make this work.
Right.
So you're in a relationship with a guy and it's not really quite right and you know it, but you think, well, I can try something else, or he just wants me to do this and then he'll be happy. And you keep changing and changing and 3 months comes and goes and you're still doing that. A year comes and goes. 3 years comes and goes. And the ones I feel the sorriest for are women who think they're getting closer to a guy by living with him.
Right.
Move in together.
Right, right.
And then they hit their 30s. Say they do it in their mid-20s or early, late 20s. And by their 30s, they're still not going toward marriage. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, a lot of these women, these are people that I've talked to. And of course, writing this book, suddenly the guy comes home and says, I'm really not. I think I need to have my own space.
And right, there you go.
And the next thing you know, 2 weeks later, he's married a younger woman, and right. that happens a lot.
Right, right.
And
right.
and so there is advice in this book, which a lot of women are going to find shocking, and I'm not going to say what it is, but they should read it because it's based on. Men have been the way they are for millions of years,
right.
and people today in our culture have told us, oh, you can have it all, you can do this, you mm-hmm. can do that, you can be the breadwinner and the perfect wife and the perfect mother and have the corporate job and the corner office, and it's a lot of nonsense. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, something's got to give sometimes, you think.
Yeah, and that I forgot where I was going.
No, but it's
my
true.
Train of thought.
No, I know what you're saying because it is, you know, so basically the bottom line here is that what you're saying is if you give yourself, if you go 100%, if you push yourself too much and you give away too much and you live with an alpha male, you know, the kind of guy that maybe you would like to have, the good qualities of the alpha male, what happens is he thinks that if you're willing to just kind of hang around and be sort of so quickly and eager just and not withhold sex, possibly not withhold a lot of let's just say secrets about you, or not game playing, but being a little more mysterious, just being really a really very interesting woman. He'll get bored with you, and he'll think that you're pretty easy to get. In other words, the alpha male wants to find someone who is more difficult to get.
Alpha males do thrive on challenges. That's true. But there's something more to it than uh-huh. even than what you're saying. All of what you're saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
There's the reason not to sleep with a guy, and this is something that a lot of women are going to take issue with. But this is what my husband thought, and this is what I think.
Okay.
And you can take it or leave it on that basis. The reason not to sleep with a guy if you want to marry him has nothing to do with you, the woman. It
yes.
has to do with the guy and how the guy sees himself. And here's how it works, as
okay.
best I can phrase this.
Mm-hmm.
A guy, an alpha guy, wants the best woman there is.
Yes.
He wants the woman that no one else can get.
Right.
He wants the woman that only he can get. Because he is such a great alpha guy. And there's a whole lot in the book about why alphas have to have this feeling of invulnerability cherished and not damaged by anybody saying something mean about them. So he needs to have the best woman. If he doesn't have the best woman, then his question is, gosh, if I don't have the best woman, someone else could have had her if I can have her
yes.
without marrying her. So therefore, I don't have the best woman, and here's the key. Therefore, I, the guy, am not the alpha male I thought I was. I'm
yeah.
not as high up as I thought I was because
yeah.
I'm getting second string lady that other people could have got because I can get her that way
yeah.
without marriage. However,
so, yeah.
if he cannot have you except in marriage, he'll propose and he'll marry you. I mean, it has worked over and over again that way. Not to say you should go out and do this as a party trick.
That would
be reprehensible. But the fact is, if you do what's in this book, you are probably going to get a lot of proposals. That is a strong probability.
Right. So
and
so
that's how
yeah.
guys. You know, there's an old saying. Why buy a cow when milk is so cheap?
Yeah,
I mean,
that
saying
true.
Goes back 200 years.
So what you're saying, maybe XX, is that a lot of young women these days, you know, the adolescents, oh, my gosh, I can't believe the adolescents who shuffle in and out of my office who are, you know, having so many sexual relationships. It's just I am just blown away. I can't imagine, you know, the psyche of young people today. And I don't mean to sound like an old person, but I mean in terms of psychological issues, you know, the feeling that women have sometimes of rejection and loneliness. And it's,
yeah,
gosh,
that's the problem.
It
starts off as a sport.
Yeah.
It starts off as good, clean
right.
fun. And everybody thinks, oh, this is great. You know, no repercussions.
Right.
But the trouble is, if you like the guy,
right.
you want more. You don't want less of him.
Yeah.
You don't want to be dumped the next day for another easy person.
Well, that's right.
And that's what probably will happen if you do that.
Yeah.
If you can keep it as a sport, and you're careful and safe. I mean, I'm not recommending this because I don't think it's a great way to go. I think it's
yeah.
a big waste of time. But
right.
if that's what you want, there's that could be a valid choice for some people.
Yeah.
However, what usually happens, what I'd say almost invariably happens is you go like that for a while. I mean, we all did it in the in our 20s. We thought, oh, this is great. We're away from home.
Right.
And but what happens is when you meet the one that you really like, and
right.
it really dumps on you hard when he dumps you.
Yeah.
You say, this is not fun. So then you go out and you're a little bit desperate and you do it again, same pattern, and it happens again. You get a little bit more desperate.
Right.
You come to a point if you do that enough. I know because many people I know have done this long enough, and you say, hey, wait a minute, this is not fun. I'm not happy and I'm not getting anywhere.
Right.
The trouble is a lot of women hit their 30s and 40s, before they realize this. And for some people, it doesn't ever get any better, and they just lead an unhappy mm-hmm. life because of that.
Yeah.
I'd say make your own choice on this, but know what you're doing.
Right,
and I don't think most young women who are doing, because what they're seeing on television and all the rest of it is a lot of hooey. There's a tremendous amount of misinformation
right.
that's labeled information
exactly.
that's actually just entertainment stuff
right, right.
for other purposes.
I agree. There really is. By the way, if you just tuned in, you're on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station. This is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch with me and my special guest, Double X, the author of the book Alpha Male, and who they are, how they think, what they want, how to attract one, meet, and possibly marry, and finally train one.
Yeah.
I think this is a controversial book, and I would say a lot of young ladies say, what? Come on now, we don't want these old school macho guys who are going to take over our lives. I'm a young, successful woman, or I'm a middle-aged successful woman, and I want to find a guy who's going to appreciate me for who I am. Now, do alpha males negate women who are successful in their own right?
Oh, no, on the contrary. No, lots and lots of women who are married to alpha males have their own businesses, and that's actually the best. I think that's the best possible world. If you've tried, as I did for all those years, I had my own, tried to have my own business and tried all kinds of different ways to make a living. It's really hard, especially
mm-hmm.
since women don't make as much
right.
on the dollar as men, which is a big, big thing that should be changed in this
right.
country.
Right, right.
But the fact is, if you're married to an alpha male, he's terrifically happy to have you doing your successful business. He'll help you. He'll support you in it, but it'll be your business. And that makes sense. This book, of course, was written before the nosedive of this country's economy,
right.
the world economy, perhaps.
Yeah.
And so it has some perspectives that are less so at the moment.
Right.
I hope our economy is coming back
oh,
at
boy,
some point.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. It will. We got to think
yeah.
positive about these things. I just got an email on docmichelle@AOL.com here from a listener, and this is from Sarah, and she says, love your guest, XX. But she wants to know where to meet an alpha male. And I know in here, your book, you have suggestions like go to lectures on sports subjects, join a speakers bureau.
Yes, that's right. There's a bunch of places. Well,
yeah.
the first thing is don't go to sporting events like football games and ice hockey because the
yeah.
action is too intense and their
right.
attention
They're
is
focused,
on the sport.
Yeah, right. Right.
And when they get close to each other, here's what I put in the book. Whenever there are a number of alpha males in close proximity to each other, there's a type of male competitiveness that
yes.
takes over.
Oh, yes.
They show off for each other
yes.
as male wolves do by strutting and posturing and
yes.
scratching the dirt.
Giving
human
each
alpha
other,
males
yes.
at sporting events yell, punch each other, and spill things.
Yes.
They won't have any attention left.
It's the very hard high fives, yes.
Yes, that's right. So stay away from sporting events. But places to go, and be sure you do it the right way, which is with another woman, and that's explained in the book. You need a sidekick.
You need a wing woman. You got to have a wing woman.
The wing woman, right. Exactly so. So places to go, now this is just some suggestions, but these are places where I've met alpha males. Automobile shows, especially those with antique cars or sports cars.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends met her husband looking at a vintage truck.
Yeah.
Military museums, mm-hmm. military commemorations and events. Officers that have had rigorous field training, they don't usually become officers unless they have strong leadership qualities.
Right.
Working dog field trials like Labrador retrievers, beagles,
mm-hmm.
sheepdogs,
yeah.
deerhounds, and so forth. Police dog exhibitions. If you ask the American Kennel Club in New York or search the web, you can find out where they are. Lectures on sports subjects are good.
Right.
But where sometimes they have a speaker from one of the sports, you know, baseball to scuba diving.
Yeah.
A speaker's bureau, right, where World Affairs, one of my neighbors met a terrific alpha male guy who's now her husband. She went there with that in mind. I mean, that was her. She's the one who told me to join a speaker's bureau.
Well, right. That, you know, there's a lot of places like that.
Mm-hmm. You don't go to church in order to find an alpha male, but you do find alpha males in church. So
yeah,
that's another place.
Yeah, there's a moral character, I think, going on there, right?
And probably.
I see you also have the college reunions, which are, of course, gyms, fitness clubs.
Gyms are good. Skeet shooting, there's a lot of alpha males do clay pigeons. You know, they throw little clay things and shoot them. Even trade shows for inventors, whitewater rafting, if you can go there, and if you like the West, you know, there's a bunch of ski types. Skiing is a great way to meet guys. If you work on a campaign, a political campaign, you it's a friendly, hectic, easygoing kind of supportive atmosphere, which is a nice way to meet people.
Right.
And alphas do volunteer for that. They believe in it. One of my friends volunteered to wash airplanes at her local airport, and she met her husband
that
way.
That's hysterical. I was reading that, and I just flashed on, you know, you say volunteer to wash the airplane, because there's a lot of pilots there, and they're usually kind of alpha male types, you know, they're very
they
spatial
are, yes,
kind of guys.
It has to be, you know, a little town that has a tiny little airport that'll let you do that these days.
I just, I am so sorry, XX, I just flashed on, you know, those car washes with women in their bikinis. You know, I just, go wash the airplane with girlfriends in your bikini. No, that's, I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself.
No, they meet pilots.
Right.
A lot of the pilots at tiny airports in little tiny towns are, they had their own little airplane. Like somebody I knew had a J-3, which is a little canvas covered pre-World War II little antique.
Yeah.
And which I learned to fly, actually.
Yeah.
And but the they their real job is flying corporate jet for Crown Cork and Seal, you know.
Right.
So you meet these very cool guys that
do
this.
Absolutely,
and have,
you do.
And have that as a being a charity event volunteer is another way. In the grocery store is another way. One person I know had a she saw this garbage truck coming up the street. It had a sign on it that said, on the back of the garbage truck, it said, quote, "Your satisfaction guaranteed or double your garbage back." And she stood there laughing at the sign, and the guy jumped off the truck. They started talking, and he was a candidate for public office.
Wow,
he was doing a stint and at this manual job to get a feel for how hard the blue-collar work
is. That's really an interesting story. I love that. So I want to quote some of the alpha male quotes you have in here, just to give listeners a little bit more an idea. And you know, this is kind of common knowledge, the difference between the way men and women communicate. And you have alpha male in their own words about the guys' relationships and how they want to talk. Two guys will go out, here we go, and have a bunch of drinks. Among men, there's no need for more than companionship. We don't need to connect with each other. Women need to connect. And men are utterly clueless as to what's going on in the world. This is my favorite. I love this. Alpha males observe nothing. We live in a world
That's an alpha male saying.
Here we go.
Yes.
We live in a world that's far simpler than the one inhabited by women. We live in a world with none of the stealth, none of the cloak and dagger, none of the, this person's trying to stab me in the back. Oh, my God. I just made that up with the voice thing. That person looked at me funny. You know what I'm saying? No drama. Alpha males are like, no drama. You know, we don't do the drama. We bond. We have really okay with who we are, and we don't need to gossip, and we don't need all that. And that's sort of common, you know,
that's
information
true
about guys. But now, how you talk about in your book, how to ask, you know, questions to an alpha male, how to get to know him if you're attracted to him and you think he's seemingly
kind of a sexy guy,
and how can you not be too touchy-feely and turn him off and, you know, be too dramatic and just try to ask him questions that might interest him in you?
You just hit on the heart of this book.
Cool.
This is the part that started the whole book going, which was, what is it that I do naturally? I mean, it just was a pattern that I started doing when I first started dating, and it never changed, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that elicits answers from a guy and starts to build of a real good, solid, unthreatening relationship with him as a person.
Right.
And that is what men respond to, I think, especially if they're intelligent. They don't want a surfacey thing in the end. It's hard for me to talk about this in a brief way because this is what the heart of the book is. But if you read through the book, it will tell you step by step. These are questions. This is the kind of questions you should be asking. Not to say you have to follow a rigid pattern, but it'll give you. But the, I guess it's really hard to sum it up very quickly here.
You don't have to hurry. That's okay. We can just get into just a few of possibly the gist of the questions. You know,
it's not the questions themselves. No. It's the time frame in the guy's life. Here, let me explain this and cut me off if I'm going too long on this. If most women, when they meet a guy, they start asking him, oh, what do you do?
Right.
Oh, where do you go? What do you like doing? What kind of sports do you play?
Right.
They ask questions about today.
Right.
They ask questions about his situation in the world now. Guys, by the time they're asking them these questions, have learned to be careful of them. They keep part of themselves hidden because they're going to seem like they're open with you, but they actually have learned to be guarded because that's what life does to us all.
Yeah.
And so what you should do if you want to make a guy see you as someone entirely different from anybody else that he's ever met, when you first meet him at a party or whatever, and this is all spelled out in exact detail
in this
book, how to do it and what to say and what to do and everything. If you start asking him about when he was a kid, not what he does now, pretend to yourself that you're going to go home and write a story about a kid up to the age of 10 or 12. And by asking him these things, you're talking to the guy who is unguarded at that age, and he is going to be remembering things that he likes if you ask the questions in a gentle, fun way. And people like to be entertained.
Right,
they don't want to feel like they're having an inquisition.
Exactly.
But if you do it in the right way, it'll be fun for him to answer it, and you will be getting a glimpse of who this man that you're talking to really is, because his unguarded young self is, you know, the child is father of the man, as Wordsworth said. You develop from the child into the man, and that's when you're a child, that's who you really are.
It's true.
So you start with the youngest age, and then later, as you get to start dating him, and there's in here there's some very strong advice on how to actually accept the first date.
Right.
He's going to notice you because nobody else has done this with him.
Yeah.
Chances are.
Right.
So when he asks you out and you accept in the right way, which is spelled out in the book, then the when you start to date him, you don't go into, oh, what do you do? How's your job? You don't do that either. You go into future. And then ultimately you come back to the present. The present is the third part, and you don't do it for probably a few dates.
Right. Yeah, you have to wait a little bit, and you have to get, you know, a little more detailed questions. And, you know, again, like you said, not to put them through, you know, an interrogation or something like that. Just to share with the listeners some of your questions here on The Couch with Dr. Michelle, XX. I love this one. I love this one a lot. What did you do in your life that makes you most proud? Guys love to talk about that stuff. You know, especially alpha males.
Yeah, and that a simple question like that could be a whole evening's discussion because it will trigger other things that he'll think about.
And
but you're really trying to find out all about his best self. You're trying to learn everything you can about who he really is in his heart.
Right.
And here's the thing that makes you the one he's going to want to marry.
Yeah.
When somebody, do you know what the top salesman ever for Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
You know what his quotation is on selling cars?
What?
He said you don't buy a car when someone tells you about all of its great qualities.
Yeah.
You buy a car, and here's the key. Mm-hmm. You buy a car when you feel you've been understood.
Yes.
And that is the same with a guy.
There you go.
When he feels that you are the one who knows what he was like as a kid, you are the one who knows what his hopes and dreams are.
Yes.
You are the one who's fun to be around, but really understands him better than anybody he's ever talked to before, because nobody else ever asked him those questions before.
Exactly.
When he when he feels that you're the one who understands him, that's when he wants to buy.
That's exactly right. But that's perfectly put. One of the most common answers I have when I ask clients when they're, you know, in a marriage with someone or a long-term relationship with someone, I said, what is it about you? And I'm talking to alpha males now, more alpha kind of type guys. What is it about her that really attracted you and made you want to be long-term with this person? They say, she gets me. She really gets me, you know. And as
they're not articulate, but they know what they mean.
Exactly. And as I just want to say, as one of the producers here on LA Talk Radio, after checking out your book as well, I shared with him one of your books. He said, you know what else alpha males love hearing? Alpha males love reading books, like X's book here. Alpha male. They like reading about themselves. there
well,
you
that's
go.
Good.
XX, can you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of your book and also check you out on your website?
Sure. Let's see. The best way, the website that's geared to women who want to know how to do this,
mm-hmm.
If you just type in your, Y-O-U-R, alpha, A-L-P-H-A, male, M-A-L-E, youralphamale.com. I think, I'm not good at computers, but I think that will bring up
your alpha male,
the website.
Right there.
The website. And on the website, there's also a link for Amazon.
Yes.
And there's also at the bottom of all of the pages of the website, there's a link for also for Facebook.
Yep.
So if you hit the Amazon one, there's a bunch of reviews. There's quite a few reviews now of people who've read it.
All right. Well, Double X, thank you so much for being on the show today. We got a heartbreak here. We got CBS News coming up, but I thank you
great
so
fun. Thank
much.
You.
Thank
you. It was great to talk with you.
Great to talk with you too again. XX, my guest here today. The book's called Alpha Male, Fascinating Reading About the Male Psyche. Thank you so much for sharing it with us, and much luck. I look forward to your next book as well.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. This is Dr. Michelle, and you've been on the couch with me today. We do have CBS News coming up, so we got to rock here. And again, if you have any questions or comments, or you'd like to ask questions, more questions to me, Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist here, you can do so at docmichelle@aol.com. My website, of course, drmichelletherapy.com. It's all on the front page here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station. And, of course, you can check us out on iTunes. It's all free in the iTunes store. All the shows with the content. Check it out. See what you'd like to learn about. And it's up there. All right. Have a great day. Thanks so much for being there. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first. Then you'll be great for other people. See, that's the way it works. Have a good one. Bye-bye.